Plus, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
Hey, Dan, we're going to hit our fry timer right here.
Former President Donald Trump learning to make French fries and later working the drive-through window at a McDonald's in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Then it was on to a town hall in Lancaster.
We're way up in the polls. We want to keep it that way. We want to keep it too big to rig, you know? It's too big to rig. We got to make it that way.
Vice President Harris told MSNBC she's concerned about attempts to suppress the vote.
There are all sorts of people who are going to throw a bunch of things out that will include mis- and disinformation with the intention to dissuade certain people from voting. And that's not new.
It's a rough night in Cuba. Most of the power from this past week's massive failure is still out, and now Hurricane Oscar is slamming the island with heavy rain and winds. Brad Reinhardt is tracking the storm from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
We don't have a lot of data. You know, our estimate was that it made landfall with a maximum wind speed of around 80 miles per hour. We've seen some pictures and reports of strong winds as well as large waves and some storm surge along the coast.
Cuba's president says he will act severely against anyone who disturbs order during the blackout and storm. CBS News correspondent Eureka Duncan tells us New Mexico is coping with flooding.
Roswell, New Mexico is cleaning up after devastating flash flooding. At least two people were killed when record rainfall resulted in severe flooding around the city. Nearly 300 people had to be rescued. Nearly 6 inches of rain fell, breaking a 1901 record.
The United States is investigating an unauthorized release of information assessing Israel's plans to attack Iran. CBS's Natalie Brand is following that.
A defense official confirms to CBS News that the U.S. is looking into these reports of a leak of what appears to be two highly classified intelligence documents about Israel's plans for a response to Iran's ballistic missile attack from earlier this month.
The information appeared entirely gathered through the use of satellite image analysis. Israel's military has issued an apology after an airstrike hit Lebanese army trucks in Hanin, southern Lebanon, killing three Lebanese soldiers. CBS's Deborah Patta is in Beirut.
A wave of Israeli strikes across Lebanon tonight, including the suburbs of Beirut, after Israel warned it would hit financial institutions linked to Hezbollah.
Ukraine's air defense units repelled a fresh overnight Russian air attack targeting Kyiv. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Johnson, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 from Niagara Falls, Canada, and we are local music right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. right, my friend Corey M. Coons. It is the Indy 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher, I do hope you're doing well, my friend. Thank you for sticking around, and thanks for joining me over the next hour. Got some great indie music from Southern Ontario, Canada. As a reminder, this show is broadcast from Niagara Falls, Ontario. Most artists I play are from Southern Ontario. Not all of them, but some of them. And the majority, actually. And today on the program, Ken Tizard is going to join me. He is from a band called Music for Goats. And you're going to find out what that name is all about, Music for Goats. He also happens to play in some big hitters here in Ontario. The Watchmen, Thornley, Big Wreck, a super awesome dude from St. John's, Newfoundland in Canada. Moved to Toronto in his late teens, but Ken Tizard is going to join me on the program. My Son the Hurricane is on the way. Jocelyn Hines right now. Song called Free to Be Me. Thanks for joining me. Indy 45 Radio Show. Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At 20 years of age, I'm still looking for a dream. A war's already waged for my destiny. But you've already won the battle and you've got great plans for me. Though I can't always see. Cause I got a couple dents in my fender. Got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together. Just a girl, I thought I had it figured out. See, my life would turn out right, and I'd make it here somehow. But things don't always come that easy, and sometimes I would doubt. Oh, cause I've got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together. Perfection is my enemy. Other times I think I've got nothing good to bring. But you look at my heart and you tell me that I've got all you see. And it's easy to believe. Even though I've got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together.
right. One of the best bands that we have representing Southern Ontario right here in Niagara. My Son, the Hurricane. Song is called Parade. And they've been parading all over North America for the last couple of years. And I was talking to Dano O'Shea, the guy who's in charge of booking the band. He's also the drummer. And he's telling me that they're getting booked up for 2025 already. My Son, the Hurricane. Well worth checking out, Wisconsin, if they are in your area. All right, Shane Christopher Neal. ShaneChristopherNeal.com is my website. A couple of weeks ago, not even, maybe a week ago, I caught up with Ken Tizard. Ken is, he's a Canadian icon, I'm telling you. He's from the East Coast. He's played with bands like Big Wreck, Thornley, his latest band, Music for Goats. So here's part one of my interview, Ken Tizard. It is the Indy 45 radio show right here on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. And what's interesting with you, now, correct me, you're from the East Coast, correct?
I'm a Newfoundlander, yes.
St. Right. John's. That's what I thought. So you, if I was read going through your bio here, and I didn't know that you played like kind of in a punk band back in the day. And that was all DIY stuff, right? Like nobody was really helping out those bands doing anything, I don't think. I'd like to hear a little bit about that as we start out, just on kind of where you began out in St. John's and kind of what you experienced playing music there and punk music.
Cool. Yeah, cool. Well, it was the early 80s. We had a place called Fred's Records in St. John's. It's still there today. It's one of the coolest record stores in Canada. The same guy, Tony Murray, has been working there now for 40 years, I think. He directed me to some of my first records. But we'd go down, you know, this was way before the internet or anything. So like, you know, you had to go to a record store on the day that records came out. So we'd go down every Saturday morning and go through the new stuff. And he always kept a little punk section. He'd bring in anything from Motorhead and the Sex Pistols to Husker Du and Stiff Little Fingers and, DRI and some of the harder, sort of semi-metal bands of mid 80s. And, we'd go down, you know, a bunch of us punk rockers, sort of skateboarding punk rocker kids would go down and we'd all buy a record. And then, you know, we'd get together at somebody's house that night and everybody'd bring their record and we'd all kind of listen to each other's records and, you know, decide who got the good ones and who got the duds. And then we'd make cassettes of them. And that was an integral part of my experience with punk rock. But of course, being in Newfoundland as well, there was no touring act. So Fred's Records was a huge part of us getting the music, but there wasn't any scene aside from the bands. And we all played in bands, you know, like I had a band called Woffit, we played our own original stuff, but it sounded like Minor Threat and bands like that, the sort of faster, punk bands of the day. And there was a few of the sort of punk rockers a couple of years older than me started a little production company called DUPP, which stood for Dead Upturned Puppy Productions. And we'd play shows all year. All the punk bands, Tough Justice, Public Enemy, Woffit, Schizoid, and countless others. And then we'd take the money collectively from the shows, and once a year we'd bring a band in, like DOA, SNFU, Deja Voodoo. We brought them down one year. So it was our way as a scene of, you know, bringing the scene to us. And it was an amazing couple of years in St. John's punk rock culture, because there was so many bands that were making original recordings. And, it wasn't like we wanted to sort of play all the cover tunes of, you know, yeah, I love Husker Du, let's do a whole set of Husker Du. I mean, no, we might do one song just, you know, as a homage to them. But right. For the most part, we all wanted to create something. And there was no infrastructure. There was no anything. So that was kind of where I cut my teeth. And I learned that, you know, if you want to do something, you just got to do it. And you can't just wait for somebody else to do it for you. Hey, this is Ken Tizard, and you are listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
Broke minds and broken dying bodies coming home to find the life and love before the war turned cold and broke down over time. Broke family and broken love, the tangled stories made up of the time you were away. The broken soldier's heart replays. Stop pretending there's a war outside. Don't pretend to be a truth from days gone by. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another night to fall apart. Puzzle pieces in your head. Another stranger in your bed. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another day, another start. To face the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. Alone with the truth is the hardest time to kill. Broken jobs and broken dreams, a little too old it seems. The life you thought you'd have lives only as an illusion now it seems. Broke wallet and broken hearts have put you in this place. The whiskey, drugs and cigarettes are filling up that empty space. Stop pretending it's just the way things go. Don't pretend to be more than the lies that we all know. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another night to fall apart. Puzzle pieces in your head. Another stranger in your bed. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another day, another start. To face the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. Alone with the truth is the hardest time to kill. Broken promises and broken truth. The radio plays songs from our youth. The bands that we both loved. Twisting words we sang like mourning doves. Broken world and broken people trying to get ahead. The sympathy that lies beneath for all intents gets left for dead. Stop pretending it's a war outside. Don't pretend to be the truth from days gone by. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another night to fall apart. Puzzle pieces in your head. Another stranger in your bed. It's just bar stools and broken hearts. Another day, another start. To face the truth and climb that hill. Another prayer unwinds. Alone with the truth is the hardest time to kill.
All right, originally from St. John's, Newfoundland, Ken Tizard, Bar Stools and Broken Hearts. Indy 45, Maxinc Radio, right here on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal bringing you some local music from someplace else, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. You can reach me, shaneradiozero@gmail.com, or my website, shanechristopherneal.com. All right, Ken Tizard, his new band is called Music for Goats. We'll find out why coming up shortly. But the brand new album is called The Dag Sessions, celebrating the songs created before his original drummer, Steve Dag, was diagnosed with cancer. He later passed away, played on the album, I believe all but one song. But Ken is a delightful conversation. I believe now he lives out in Ottawa, Canada. But Music for Goats, what's that all about? Ken Tizard, Indy 45, Maxinc Radio, right here on Civic Media. So tell me about Music for Goats, where that came from, and a little bit about the whole thing. You have a great website. It's all detailed here, all the great things that you're doing. But it says Ken Tizard and Music for Goats. So I'll let you go with that and explain that.
It started out a bit as a joke. I was playing some fiddle tunes with a friend of mine when I was learning to play guitar. And I was really being inspired by a lot of stuff from North Carolina, bluegrass. Inspired music. I was hanging out with Luke Mercier and we were playing some fiddle tunes and I got us this gig somewhere. I was told it was, the name of the gig was Yarns from the Mill. And it was this old mill park down in a little town about 10 kilometers from me. And they asked if I'd come do a set at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, sort of little set of music. And I said, oh, that sounds great. You know, I'm thinking, you know, it's probably a storyteller's convention or something, Yarns from the Mill. anyways, the day before the show, I find out it's actually a spinning group, and they're actually spinning yarn in a field all day. And all these spinners are getting together, and I was to be the music while they spun their wool. So, and you know, there was going to be animals and stuff there. Anyways, that night I was talking to the fiddle player, Luke. He said, well, what exactly are we doing tomorrow? I said, man, I said, as far as I know, we're just playing music for goats.
Loco from Niagara Falls, Canada. My name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45 right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Oaf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2.75 cent cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison, North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey everybody, Dean Castanova from Journey, and you are listening to Shane Christopher Neal. Crank it, people!
Did I say you
All right, JD and Ben and follow. It is Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, Shane Christopher Neal broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, Wisconsin. You are listening to local music from someplace else. JD and Ben did a great job for me out at Welland Food Fest a couple of weeks ago. And last weekend, I know they played out at Balls Falls for the 50th anniversary of the festival. It happens each and every Canadian Thanksgiving weekend. I know you Americans think we're crazy because we celebrate Thanksgiving almost in the summer. I know Rob LeClaire played drums for the JD and Band out at Balls Falls because their regular drummer was not available, but I heard it was a great show. JD and Band, if you are in Southern Ontario, make sure you check them out. Mike Lynch is on the way. He also played out at Balls Falls last weekend. But right now, Ryan Lund, apparently he's got some new music. I do have a TV show, BS Live Rocks, Your TV, Niagara, right here, HD 700 in Canada. And Ryan messaged me on Facebook, basically asking me to come out and film an interview with himself and his producer, Dean Malton, in studio, something we could run on TV. But of course, if I do that, I could not leave you out, which means I will clearly turn it into an audio file and play it right here on Indy 45 along with some new music. Ryan Lund, Love Comes to the Broken Ones, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
She relates to heavenly. heavily on each other and our community. That was so much better than we used to be.
Love comes.
tonight. Mike Mazzei and the Mod Villains, Hands of Time, Indy 45, Maxinc Radio, Civic Media, Shane Christopher Neal. I miss Mike. I haven't seen him in a long time. That is a song from many years ago, but still one of my favorites from him. Again, it's called Hands of Time. Just a reminder to you, my friend, you can download the Civic Media app. It is absolutely free. You can listen anywhere in the world to so many great shows right here on Civic Media. And I also want to say hello to all those out on Bull Falls Radio, out at WXCO 98.9 FM and 1230 AM. I do appreciate you. Same with those listening at WRJN 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine, Wisconsin. Shane Christopher Neal is my name. ShaneChristopherNeal.com is my website. I do hope you'll check it out. Mike Lynch has been a longtime friend of mine. He played out at Balls Falls at the festival last weekend. I'm working on getting some new music from Mike Lynch, but this one's called Wanna Be Loved By You. It's Mike Lynch from Southern Ontario right here in Canada. Indy 45, Maxinc Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a wide open sky of stars tonight. I just caught that moon reflecting in your pretty eyes. Baby, nothing's changed. After all these years, I still feel the same. I still wanna be loved by you. Go walking down that old stone path tonight. Hand in hand like the very first time. When you said you loved me too, underneath that same old yellow moon, I still wanna be loved by you. So hard for me to comprehend. But when I'm in your arms, nothing in this world seems to make more sense. Baby, nothing's changed. After all these years, I still feel the same. I still wanna be loved by you. No one else now, baby.
This is Gary Grain from Honeymoon Suite, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal.
Drove by your house in the pouring rain. Could have stopped and waited. Ain't doing that again. Got a slow burn rising from deep inside, but it won't get the best of me. I've made up my mind. I'm finally letting go. Gonna love who I want, and you'll never know. Free at last, but sometimes it doesn't feel like that. Still, I wonder, yeah, I wonder where you're lying tonight. I'm out of my mind. I'm afraid to want you back. Don't say you will, I know you won't. It doesn't feel like that. Was it just bad timing? Or the look on your face? Maybe falling too hard. before we knew the game. I wanna be sure, but what does that mean? Now we'll never know all it could have been. I finally letting go. Still, I wonder, yeah, I wonder where you're lying tonight. I'm out of my mind. I'm afraid to want you back. Don't say you will, I know you won't. It doesn't feel like that, yeah. Sometimes it doesn't feel like that. Still, I wonder, yeah, I wonder where you're lying tonight. I'm out of my mind. I'm afraid to want you back. Don't say you will, I know you won't. It doesn't feel like feel like that. It doesn't feel that way. It doesn't feel like that.
All right, what a great song. It's called Doesn't Feel Like That. It is Honeymoon Suite, their latest. It is the acoustic version and the Canadian bonus track to the album Alive. The band put out an independent record in 2024. Again, it's called Alive. You can purchase it right now. Rockpapermerch.com. Rockpapermerch.com. A ton of new songs and a few songs that actually were redone, re-recorded, and put onto the album. So if you love Canadian rock, and they are iconic, going back to the mid-80s, Honeymoon Suite, make sure you check it out. Alive. Which reminds me to remind you, if you didn't know, Derry Graham, the guitar player in the band, one of the songwriters, just put out a 9-song album called Dirty Power. It is, there's no vocals, so it's all instrumental. Derry is an amazing songwriter, amazing guitar player, and Derry Graham's Dirty Power you can pick up as well at rockpapermerch.com. All right, that does it for me. You can check out my website, ShaneChristopherNeil.com. You can send me an email, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. We'll end with this one, Revive the Rose. Debuting this because I have not played any Revive the Rose. They are from Welland, Ontario, Canada. The song is called Good Enough, right here on 8045 Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
I'm falling, falling for you, my darling. Saw you made a mistake, you're sorry. You don't have to explain your story. You lie, let's set the record straight. You lie, right to my face. Good enough for you.
Green and gold tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.